In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear followers of Jesus, as darkness has moved over the city of Baltimore on this holy night, life out there is filled with stress and distress, with anxiety, and even with fear. And in the unrest and the confusion and the trouble all over the world this night, we take time to come together to worship God. As our Jewish brothers and sisters take time this week to sit down together and observe their Passover, they also feel the turmoil of rumors and conspiracies. And just like us, they feel the sense of insecurity that threatens our lives as opposing leaders out there in different places in the world grasp for power over the world's people. So many years ago, the first followers of Jesus Christ faced an unknown future, and so they gathered on this night to share a meal and to remember their ancient story, their years of life in Egypt, and to remember, to begin a new story with a blessed meal together with Jesus. And in the uncertainties of life out there, this night we gathered to share in our Passover meal with the blood and the body of Jesus. So come this night, if you wish, and have your hands washed or your feet washed. And then come to the table, which is set and ready for all of us. And get all the strength you'll need for living through these anxious and uncertain times. This is not a casual church dinner tonight, or a quiet service by candlelight. There is a sense of urgency here. The story here tonight is not the story back in the 13th century of Julian of Norwich, that great nun of the early Christian church, who said, "All shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of things shall be well." This night is about God, who intercedes for his people in authoritative and heavy-handed, troublesome times. A God who promises the kingdom of God will come to all of us who trust him and follow him. Oh, there may be a lot that each one of you have to get through before the kingdom comes. We don't know yet what that may be. But this night is like it was for those first followers of Jesus 2,000 years ago. It's about coming together around a table, trusting in each other with our hands reached out to receive Jesus. And to be ready for when and if troubles come. We will, from this bread and from this cup, receive the strength to endure whatever may come. So as the darkness has brought on night, we don't have to worry about where we might go and hide if trouble comes. Where we would hide in this building. Because we would move together as brothers and sisters of the Savior. We would run toward any one of us who is hurt with a towel and a bowl of water. Because the command of this night is always, the bottom line is always, love one another as Jesus loves us. And this meal of Holy Communion is our preparation for loving each other. So come in just a few minutes and feel the love of Jesus when that piece of bread touches your hand and when you sip from the cup or dip the bread in the cup and taste the love of Jesus when you leave this altar rail. Amen.